Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Hey, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Yes, that's the tune, Change. I want to greet you in the name of the gods. The gods that create civilization on earth, and hope that you are having a healthy mind, at least today, that you are in good spirits and have a good sense of cognition to understand the issues in the world. Do not forget that people are dying every day. People are being born every day. And they pass away. The link in the chain of continued life of the human race. When will life come to an end on planet Earth? I don't know that. But one thing I know is the history of time. How long this Earth been here? And since human beings have enjoyed civilization, how long ago civilization came on the earth? Do you know? There are issues for us to know. because authority, governmental authority, civilized governmental authority is what? Do you know? I'd like somebody to call me and talk to me about what I'm saying here. Because if we are given the right to live our lives according to history, there's no need to talk about, refer to the Bible, because the Bible is no authority except the Sodomite white people, them. And what are they doing in our jurisdiction? Criminal acts. Criminal violation. And from when they have been doing it, and African people who appears like they ain't ready to develop. All that the African people are breathing and doing every day. White people come the other day and start rule over them. Kill them, make them slave, and their own African so-called king. Because they would have to be righteous to be real kingship kings. And what is going on the planet over like the past 2,000 years is something that is, you know, in a sense, since I come to realize the issue generate interest. And the only way a person not interested in what has transpired since civility came to earth, because you don't have an issue to tell you that people were fighting over this and fighting over that prior to AD and the Domini. And who create, I just don't see Sodomite people who don't have civilized sense come to raise up government and control African people. Where history is showing African people that the civilized African people are no longer in existence than 250,000 years ago. That's what the world history textbook science. That's what it says. What I discover, the way humanity, because that's what you see every day, right? It's people, people, people. And then you have the powers, the governmental power and stuff like that. But what does the history say about civilization? How does white Sodomite people come to talk about civilization? And the history book doesn't say they are coming from civilization. Something has happened. And they came along and have a certain experience. They make things happen. And when you react with other people, you know, who make what happen? Because things that happen didn't just happen from under, you know, just keeping your palms open. Things happen because people think and say things. and intangible things that you think about, once it is channeled, it is channel through a person's body, their hands will do things. Their feet will do things, like walk and take you to anywhere you want to go. Take up any position you want. You have a brain to think, and you have the body, the members of your body take instruction and carry out the task that you are thinking. So something has happened in the world since 100,000 years ago. Things have been happening long before, right? Yes, but I am saying to you that something happened since 12,000 years, right to where we are here today. The history tells us, and you can see that the things happen like history says. Because of whose thought materialize is really how you read up the situation that we have here today. Right? Is there any truth about what the Bible says about Shinar, where God came down and confound the one language? Remember now, even the Bible is telling you that there was one language. And they are lying about that one language too, though. But the truth is, there was one language, human language. And who were the humans who learned that language that they say God confound? When you hear the Bible is saying certain things, because it is the Sodomite people, they put the Bible together. I don't say they're right. Everything is in the Bible, but they use other people's work to enhance what they have written. Because whatever is written in there by other people, they edit and abbreviate anything anybody writes, whether it's Solomon or King David. These Sodomites going to revise what they write and style it the way they want it to be. So if you think the Bible is talking about you, you're making a mistake. Bible ain't talking about civilized humans and their existence. I'm telling you that, and it's going to be very perplexing. But remember, I am committing myself to say, therefore, I bear the burden of proof, right? Yes. So the thing is, what is your position? Because if you believe something that you cannot prove, you're wasting your life. Believe on the Lord and thou shalt be saved, and Adam and Eve in a garden. None of these things are true. These batty fucking white people, they make up all of these things and make a new world and make everything to fit it. But not like so. They get brave and decide they're going to take control of stuff. And this is what is happening right now. And nobody is considering that the world is to be civilized. Nobody not paying no attention to that. Right? Because if what destroy the civilized way of life, and you can read it and find out for yourself. If that is showing that something went wrong, Adam and Eve in a garden, is that story true? Can't find any resolve for those stories in the Bible when the Bible itself is telling you things contrary to itself. Like did Isaiah prophet fulfill that the Messiah would come and not be crucified? That's not what the prophecy said. But isn't that what Christians believe? Christians believe in what the prophet says. And they also believe in what the New Testament says. But does the New Testament speak of fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecy about a Christ come to sit on the throne of David in Jerusalem? Would make some sense, right? But we know that the Bible is talking about invasion of Romans. So if the Bible is talking about invasion of Romans, then, and of course, it's the land, promised land, Abraham land. Why are these white fuckers writing anything about Africans? Clearly, there is no history that offer that. No history that offer that. So something has happened in the world that people are not paying attention to and get swallowed up into nonsense. I'm talking about it because I grew up in church myself. Could I read to know what I was doing? No. Sure didn't. And how it happened? I'm coming from a very, very low level learning experience. Couldn't read well enough to do anything. To understand anything of importance. And I didn't get to read to a level where I can see something, understand it, and make an issue if I want, based on what I have read. I couldn't read. Put it away. I could read. Sign my name and read on the fourth grade level. I wasn't going anywhere with that. And my common sense tells me that. I am grown adult and stuff like that. And I can only now look in hindsight that based on the society that these white faggot criminals, what they have turned the society that I grew up into, I was not going to get anywhere beside on the level that they set our minds to be affected. They set the level because the things that they're telling us in the Bible is to do nothing except to confuse us and set the type of a personage we are to develop. That's what the Bible is about. Today, people are so convinced of what they're reading in the Bible about creation of Adam and Eve. And they can't find anything wrong with it. I didn't either. I didn't. But I expect the truth that we have not been seeing to explode, because no sooner than you're reading and you find out, you have got to expect something to happen, because somebody is going to object to you going against the Bible. And they will not want to talk to you about the fulfillment either. No. So a deceitful power is lurking around us. And if we cannot find out what that is, well, we will just go on and on and on until we are dead. I'm an old man now, but I'm not that old to where I cannot understand certain things, and therefore I am able to read and discover things. And that's what is going on with me right now, right? And I find out that, you know, the church and stuff like that, I grew up and scattered all over the world. You know, I mean, it's just no way that I was going to imagine that could be the case where these sodomite white people did all of this and write a Bible. And it don't pertain to them and their species. The Bible has nothing to do with this honest fucking, I mean, culture. We don't have anything to do with them. We don't have a free Bible, none of it. None of the Bible is ours as African hybrid people. And yet still, I'm talking the truth, verifiable by the holy history. Not holy scripture, but the holy history. Nobody don't want to talk to me. What a day it will be when people are forced to reverence history. And exclude all the nonsense, the church nonsense, right? Where's the sodomite in the Bible, what talks about Abraham and Lot? They're the ones that write the Bible. And we don't know that, do we? I only know that because I'm reading and I'm observing, and to whatever degree I can see when issues come together or when issues fall, break away. I can understand that. I did paralegal, so I have some legal sense. Can't discount me, right? What is astonishing is it's going to be difficult for someone to think that, do I gather this knowledge of reading history and knowing the Bible? Do I gather a sense that destroy the Bible and uphold history? The answer is yes. Yes. And it's just like an example. If somebody steals your car, like I've seen on the news, I think it's in California. One of those states, an African youngster steal, apparently, a brand new Mercedes Benz. And it belongs to an African woman. And of course, I am made to understand that a lot of black youngsters take car theft for a business, like a trade. I said this guy, what's his name? Akon, who is now, I think, in a movie star or a musician. That he did car theft a successful business. Well, from the understanding, he no longer do that. No longer do that. But listen, when my views about the African people and their behavior is different from a lot of people. And I mean, a lot of people who don't know anything about the importance of history of their origin. So when do you think black people become violent and all that? It's basically linked to what the Bible is talking about in Genesis 11. But I don't find anyone yet to tell me what is this story all about? That mankind sinned because of Adam and Eve in the garden when God made man. And and that's all they know, the years. I didn't have a knowledge to, when I read a story like Genesis 11 and talk about the sons of Ham, or Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and how they describe who was Ham descendant, who was Shem descendant, and all that. And I realized that they left out one of the son and didn't say nothing about him. Out of the three of them. So they only, you know, so what we're reading about the God that came down and confuse or confound the language of the black people, because it's not talking about white people in Genesis. Because there is no historic link to put them into that situation. After the flood, Shem, Ham, and Japheth and their offspring, and how, which one, is it Shem or Japheth's children become Abraham's children, right? Because they trace the lineage, right? And then we got vile, you see, because of we sin under Adam and Eve, in the garden, you see. One language. So who had the one language? Who had the one language in the Genesis 11 story? Because it is showing Adam and Eve have a few children, right? These are not white people. Huh? Not white people. So whatever it is telling in the Bible, it's not about white people. Why white people write a Bible like that? What has happened in the world is miscegenation. African people, the people that are created not in a Garden of Eden, but in Bet-Shemti, in the Abzu of Africa. And there is no link in the official prehistory account. And not on this, until this day, there is no history to link white people with black people. None whatsoever. Why do they write a Bible and now making it their merchandise? Why? Something happened. that we are not aware of. And it's not that what happened, the story is lost. The story is not lost. But they are the ones that had the opportunity to do things and decide that, okay, they are going to control the way people who are in the next generation, what they are going to know about the past. All right? Think about that. That they can elect to be the one to be believed after they write this faggot stories in the Bible. They don't have anything to do with, but they are, though, because they have a need to. They have a gender that they found now. Now, talk about their existence. What species are they that they are able to come and find, have interest into the lives of African people? If that is not known, means that they, as a faggot, homosexual, uncivilized, because when you say uncivilized, it takes care of everything that a person think and do. And that means white people are not civilized. And why there is so much problem in the world and they behaving like, oh, they are civilized, whilst they are out gutting people's little whatever they possess. They're gutting it out. And the thing about it is, they are so damn idiot that they don't know when they steal anything to hide. Go away, disappear, and nobody may know you after a while. They're not even that smart. So everything they make up and say they're running a new world, it's only for like somebody like me to come out to bring on the scene. And those things are exactly what destroy the iniquity that they do. Because I am the one that I know from reading the Bible, reading history about ourselves. I don't hear anybody talking about what happened. They read the Bible and believe about Adam and Eve in a garden. I used to believe all of that half a century. But when maturity come and I begin to read, and well, of course, I'm reading just like how I used to read the Bible. Right? The difference is now I'm reading with word sense. I didn't all along. Fourth grade level. And not taught anything to like change my thinking and make it literary type of understanding. It wasn't all of that. It's just my feelings or something like that. It wasn't anything cognitive in the church. No, because it's all a bunch of, you know, faggot nonsense they write in the Bible, and we believe it because we don't know no better. Now, white people are the worst foul object in the world. Because number one, they're not civilized. They don't come from civility. And the reason why we have the Bible is because they envision they could do something like that. Simply put, they come from the human hominid. Human hominid. That's the human-like creature that they call bipedal, upright walking human-like creatures. They are coming from the hominid, the history here says, and history that official world history textbook. It's history that, to me, it's not questionable. Because there are things in the history book that are questionable. But given a certain context, how these information get into the history textbook, and what is it used for? What's the purpose of it? Right? So I am saying that we have to understand how the white people come to have Bible and church and all this kind of stuff. And they are coming from old is their species, our culture. 1.5 million years ago, right? Basically, what that is, these white people are coming from hominid. And that is something that we are to know. They were never going to be able to have language. It is not possible for them to have language. And tracing it, you can definitely, that is not on the table. Whatever these white people become, they are never going to be civilized. It doesn't matter what they do, because they are directly from Homo erectus. That's their parental bloodline. Okay? And coming towards this futurized time, they interbreed with the Neanderthals, which was only enhanced their poor level of humanity, second grade humanity. Now, it's dangerous when you catch an ignorant person and give them knowledge more than they can handle. And this is the case that we have here with white people. White people who now say that they are the ones that rule the world. Well, I find out that's not the case. And what am I supposed to do with it? Apply this to civility. Apply to civility. And whatever your mud shot is, that's what it is. Right? If you commit crime against the law of the land, white people don't have no law against the land. And that's what they are telling you. That's what they're telling us. When I hear they're talking about democracy and the law, and the rule of law, really, really gripe my gut. Because I'm looking at these white people and what they have done to the African people. And now here talking about the rule of law. I assure you, if you look really good, you'll find out that these faggots, they never knew anything about law or society or family life. They did not. Now, I am reading the history, and I know what I'm talking about. That, well, I ask people to come and talk to me. And here's the number. If anybody's out there and want to talk, please do. Come for a ride, right? And I assure you, just as I'm sitting here talking, I have the book them around me. I ain't talking what I feel like. So you can trust the fact that I am going to be somebody who has a level of assurance about what we're going to talk and what we can accomplish. Because I don't get off into foolishness. Those things that I used to think about reading at fourth grade level, once I decide to go into a school and learn to read better than that, I realize all of the nonsense that I was a part of and, you know, wash them out and restructure my thinking like a civilized person. So what I'm trying to say to you is that these white people got themselves in a situation where they're out fucking with the Neanderthals and interbreed up a lot, but they only get so many miles out of that experience. And any amount of mileage you get to send you in the direction you want is all right, right? Yeah, of course. You know, when bad things happen to some people, can work out for something good, you know. Yeah. Because all the pain and suffering that is endured may just work out to be some greater good. White people don't have no legal existence. They don't have no legal existence. Europe, they would have to make that government in Europe, but they can't come into the African territory everywhere and using our Elohim kingship laws to make a B and a Dominee. Use everything we have. Use Abraham, use Moses, use everybody. And yet still, the fucking Isaiah prophet that they're using to make the world feel like, oh, this is the way the world exists. These fucking idiots don't care. And in large part, they don't know. They know certain things, but certain things they don't. But they know enough to cause trouble. And the trouble that they're causing, they don't look forward to a backlash. These fucking idiots. Overwhelming to see what they have accomplished with the African wealth that they have stolen. Started 509 BC. Bring the fuckers out and let them face the music. Because out is the Bible. Out are these faggot white fucking ass men and them women. All of their fucking sodomites. Exit the African territories. Exit. Because the ton of lies and iniquity are there. Look, the way they fry, they cut up and do whatever they want to do with African people, that's over with now. I'm not dead. I'm still alive. And I am talking. And I don't see any reason for us to tolerate white people talking about they are ruling A.D. and Adamani. Because A.D. and Adamani sucks, stinks. And look, as long as I have the armor that pound and, you know, on what they call the divine word of God, that's over with. That is over with. Because what they do is not cannot be explained away. It can't be explained away because the Bible is full of the evidence. The world is the textbook is full of the evidence and the crime that they commit, the hide and seek game that they play. And what saved them is because they are so fierce, nobody Nobody can talk or say anything to diminish their standing. And now that's gone. That's gone. That's gone. And what they had no fear of, that's what bites them. Because they didn't do what they set out to do with any kind of intelligence. They just think that we are a people that they can push around and do anything they want. Well, you are allowed to do it for a certain time, right? Yeah. But what is behind them now is what they have already done and cannot undo. White people don't stand, and not even a strand of your eyelash. They don't dare for nothing. There is nothing civilized for them to called upon. They are this, they are that. They don't have anything at all. Nothing. White people have nothing civilized to show for themselves. And it means that, look, they got to get out. They got to get out. It doesn't matter what they do. They got to get out. They got to leave our territory. The way they tell African people to get out. Now, we are the people who are owners. We are hybrid. And they don't want to acknowledge that the African people are hybrid. That's the greatest, thing. As virtue to the African people. And it doesn't matter those who turn idiots and fools, right, and begin to follow the new world order of these honest fucking white sodomite culture who don't belong to us. That's is why now somebody will have to step up and prove that what I'm saying in the Bible and in the world textbook. You have to prove that it's not true, because what they call federal government has nothing to do with the government in the world, and they want to come and talk about they are the world government. They are the law of the land. These fucking, I mean, every day they fuck ass and stuff like that. And they're going to talk about they make the law of the land and black people must come out of it. You know what? No, not over my living body. The word stands. When you see what the history book offers, illustration, the way black people are created and live into the villages over time until emergence of civilization, these fucking white people they're over there fucking eat at us ass over in Asia on the steppe out there, and as black people try to walk across and get out to come into the West, they accost them and go interbreed up with them, man. That's what they do. Over the past 12,000 years, it's the reason why you don't see nothing about them of a civilized nature till within this 12,000 years. And then 509 BC, to forget. 509 BC, tucked away in world history textbook until someday somebody like I, who didn't think much about, go find history books to read with the impression that I'm going to find something that, you know, out of this world. No, I didn't. I was just reading because I think, well, world history textbook is all right. And look, poor me. I got two world history textbooks. Right? And it is a white Catholic man who I picked up to take to the East Daycare Center at what you call Jewish Federation Daycare for the elderly, right? And I was a chauffeur. And this gentleman and I, we talk quite a while, and it's like, you know, we become good acquaintance, you know? Like to talk and talk good things. And one day, he brought me these two big World History textbooks. Something told him to give them to me. I don't know in what way he thought he should give me these two big textbook, National Geographic and this other one is what do you call this one? This one is Prentice Hall. Look, the amount of evil these white people do with the little sense that they have. Look, any day someone have a proper sense of where they come from 1.5 million years ago and what they have been doing over time and like come to control up everything, because nothing didn't start to happen until not they go through the Neanderthals, and now they have a lot of human-like attributes because they interbreed up with the Neanderthals. Really take them over the top was when they interbreed with the African hybrid people. They don't want to call us hybrid. They don't want to, like, you know, although it's in the Bible and you can glean a lot out of it because the Elohim in the Bible and all that, they can't shun. But they manage to keep the essence of the creation story. Stay away from the history of the African people creation. A whole number of people have wondered about that, how it came about. And you don't hear it from the, like, Dr. Martin Luther King. You don't hear it from a Jesse Jackson. You don't hear it from what's his name, the Indian guy. You don't hear it from none of these African people, not even, Farrakhan. Farrakhan is somebody that, you know what? That man, he needs to go away somewhere and leave the black people alone and allow them to develop knowledge for themselves. Because Farrakhan is a Jesus believer. Farrakhan believe in Jesus Christ. And when you believe in Jesus Christ, as it is my experience, based on the history that we have to tell us right from wrong. When you believe in Jesus, you know, your intellect is damaged bad. Your intellect is damaged real bad. You see? So when you look at Farrakhan and think, I knew that Farrakhan was a man in serious psychological problem. When in the issue of Malcolm X and what happened to their leader, they call him Honorable Elijah Muhammad. A lady, African lady, asked me, privileged to do, you know, like co-host with me. And I, you know, we talk on a few shows that I was debating and stuff like that. And she's one who would attend some of those debates. six debates I have like about 2 or 3 years ago. And then I thought that, okay, she make enough sense and so forth. And it, I get to realize then, talking to her, that she knew Elijah Muhammad very well. And that her parents and the Elijah Muhammad were good friends. Family were close. But then when the story of Malcolm X came up, it was shown that she doesn't like what Farrakhan has been doing. She thinks that he doesn't follow exactly the way the Honorable Muhammad wanted things to go. However, when it came down to Malcolm X and the things that I heard from videos that they made, Malcolm X made quite a few videos, and there are other videos with he and Mike Wallace, and which brought out information that Farrakhan was a part of the strain of thinking that Malcolm X needed to be punished. He was angry with him until Elijah Muhammad, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, warned him and apparently the rest of the folks who may be angry with Malcolm X, leave him alone. Now, why should the Honorable Elijah have to tell him that? If they didn't have an element of violence in their, what they call, Islam church, they were violent. And what I heard as information that you can make sense of it, where a lie is coming from, where hypocrisy is coming from, I didn't see it on Malcolm X. I see it over on the church side, that Malcolm X was trying to be everything that was good, and, you know, the leader was involved with the girls in the church, like about some six or so of them. And things came out, and Malcolm X have a talk with Elijah. And Elijah said, well, you know, the Quran entitled him to these women. Well, Malcolm X said, well, that is all right. However, since they are your wives, why don't you take them before the congregation and let the acquaint the congregation with them that they are your wife? Things just did not go well from there. Okay? Malcolm L. thought that, hey, that's not what he thought. That's not the way purity exists. And that there, whatever communication went on from there, things go downhill with their relationship until Malcolm L. was killed. And Farrakhan himself, say things that implies he was a part of the energy that brought Malcolm X to his death. He said it in a Mike Wallace on that tape with Mike Wallace. And so the lady that was doing the show with me revealed that she is more angry with Malcolm X than Farrakhan. And I thought to myself, that doesn't make any sense, you know. That doesn't make any sense. Because I'm wondering if this lady is so much, she adore the Elijah Muhammad so much. Why she adore him so much that she would transcend Farrakhan to be against Malcolm X? And of course, Malcolm X is not mentioned that he has any other problem except what the church is putting him through. He was always about the right way of life. And now, because this adultery, fornication, or whatever it may be, or according to this man, is his wife. When push comes to shove, that's what he's saying. But he should have known long ago to make his congregation, his followers, understand the way he lives. The way of dignity is not showing, and Malcolm X was trying to root for integrity of the church. And see, cost him his life. And Farrakhan, in tapes I watched, said he deserved it. And even equate the church to be like the federal government and how they treat people when people go to line. And like the church should treat Malcolm X that kind of way too. Farrakhan, shame, shame, shame. But Farrakhan is a very likable person. But look here, likableness don't really do anything when you don't have the integrity to do what the truth demands. And Farrakhan has kept the black people underneath his influence and glorify himself with it. And would behave like that's not what he's doing, but that's the effect I can see he creates. And when you talk to those people who, you know, they set up this hierarchy in the church where that guys in there is like they will kill you for Farrakhan, just like they killed Malcolm X. What difference are they to the Sodomite, white people, them, where come here and use imperial colonialism on African people and not just America, but all over the world, they do the same thing to black people. Farrakhan is not doing anything about that. Okay? He's using the people who apparently know less than him, hold them into the same kind of a darkness like the white people make in the Bible. And he has a version of the Bible called the Quran. If you don't get to know the history for yourself, you know, you're not going to know, because people like Farrakhan, where so much people are following him and all in kind of Million Man March, how does that educate anybody who have this white supremacy on their back every day and killing them every day? Look, to be afraid of people like Farrakhan and afraid of people like these white fucking sodomite white people, you know, it's just that Farrakhan is not in the exact, but Farrakhan is in a very detrimental position because he's not helping the black people, maybe in a financial way, but financial doesn't give you good knowledge. Money doesn't give you good knowledge. You better have that good knowledge to handle money, right? Now, what I'm trying to say is that life that we have, we only live it for a little short time. We cannot afford none of these people with, you know, tunnel vision, dark vision of things and of issues. And to be like the iconoclast who see things that must be kicked out of civilization, all these evils. But when that is not the case, it doesn't matter how you mean well, a lot of people are going to suffer and not get delivered out of this believe syndrome that these white honest fucking culture spreading all over the world using African character. I am sending the message that white people don't have any government, and the time is now that they know they must get their shit ass out of African territory. Okay? Because all these things that they make up about Kalinda and stuff like that, let them take the fuck of it back to Europe. Oh, yeah. Take it to Europe. Because they think it smells good to fuck us and come all over us with it. Make up school, university and all kind of stuff. They don't have any legal authority to run no institution in African territory. None whatsoever. The history is here to prove it. Okay? And they could be bad like whatever lion they want to do. They're honest fucking fools. And they think that they are going to dominate the African people. There is deliverance. There is deliverance because the truth is right here in front of us. And when push comes to shove and you're going to come up to judgment and you have to make line upon line, precept upon precept, what do you have to say? Because when the truth don't harbor fear. I don't have the fear in talking about what I'm saying. I have fear when I don't know. And that means who has on the bigger glove? Or if you want to put it like that. White people, why they are not into their land, how can they come off the steppe of Asia to America in what they call the White House? Where can their education come from as Homo erectus? Where they get it from? They go through the process of interbreeding with Neanderthal and eventually to black people. And that's where the problem comes from. They are mad like shad. Because before they live life humbly and try to get along, everybody dead after a while. No, that's not what they want. They want to show that when they skin the other guy in their ass, oh, they are the greatest. Now, we don't want none of that. We don't want none of that. And now we're not too late. It's late, but it's not too late. Now it's time to turn the fire of the gods on them. That's right. The gods knows best, but the gods will not do anything for us until we develop our senses and we know who we are. They are not going to get themselves into something we are supposed to do for ourselves. That's what I am doing. Right? That's what I am doing. White people must get out of African territory. That's all there is to it. And you will see the cascading of all of these faggot, whole bunch of stuff that they've been doing to bring the world into sodomy. Yeah. My friends, I want to thank you for tuning into the program. You're listening to Tim Alzred, author of the book Bamboozled, Deceived by Lies. It's time to open up to know the historic truth. And these white people think that they know it all. They are up there. They are nowhere. They are still fucking each other's ass. They're still loving up their own, their men, this, you know, same sex, and marrying, two men marrying. That delusion is not something to be around African people. Man a marry man, and they make sure they come into everywhere we set up our territory. They come there. Well, let's see what the Lord is going to do to help us. Because clearly, I want help for this. And people who don't understand nothing that is going on, they can't help. They cannot help. I hope I can get help from the gods so as to perhaps deliver some other people who are not budging. Deliver them out of the tunnel darkness. When you are living under the pressure of these fucking white men have to give you a social security check for you to live, that's nasty. When you think about how they came to America, what they say, what did they bring and all that, come on, we don't need this. That you see, all the education that you get under their system is only to make you go there and beg them for a job. That's what it is. But they're writing all these old bunch of maggot fly blowing stuff in a Bible about wise men going following a star. You read that story again, right? And tell me what in it makes a fact that men follow a star to see the baby. Go to the Matthew 2nd chapter and read that genealogy and, you know, this setup where these faggots write to talk about a star. Because that's all they're good at, writing stories. But you read that and see, they're not good at the relevant details that they are supposed to have in that story. Because now, when I used to read it blind, I didn't see anything wrong. When I start to read it now, like an academic, punchable person, understand what this word say, what that say, or the sentence, or it comes out, what it is saying. Now, I start to read now with some sense and find out, you know, from Genesis to Revelation, these people write some fucking nonsense that it just don't make any kind of civilized sense. But that's what they are using. That's what black people believe in. And that's what I believe in too, from I was a child until I'm over 50 and started to read and see, oh, no. You know, it's a lot of dead meat here, fly blowing, circling. And that's what the Bible is about. The Bible is full of dead flesh and flies flying all over it, right? Because when they tell all these stories about Jesus and Jesus is the Son of God, nothing turns up, not even close. Nothing turns up close about God make Adam and Eve in a garden and clearly say things that it's not perhaps, it's not assumption. They are saying that happened, but where is the place for that? They are saying the garden is there, but where is it? Where is the garden at? These white people, they don't care what kind of lie they tell. And when the African people's brain get all, you know, off sequence, you recite and regurgitate these things, and you still have no clue. Now, I know there's no liberty in that Bible, and you're going to believe and put faith in it, even though you are doubling the consequence of harm to yourself, because your belief is wrong, and your faith in the belief is wrong. And then they're going to say you're going to have hope in it. And that is having faith in all those dimensions that are not true. Not true. Anyway, let me go to this next portion. And what I want to say is this. How do we have these white people who only known for killing and destroying civilization? And now they come and establish like, oh, they make the world better than it was. Skylarking. That's not true. I know that I stand for delivery from sodomite existence. Right? I want them out of our territory. I want them out of our territory because I know better. I know the cause why they have no business in our territory, talking about they are making laws, they have government and stuff like that. I know it's not true. I know it is not true. All right. You want to call me the Moses or something? All right, whatever. I know it's not true. And I stand as the judge that render the verdict. These white, faggot, white people, they have no government whatsoever, and they are using this creative nonsense. I call it cleave bubble system. That's what they're using on us. And you ask them, what is the Holy Ghost? You ask them, what is AD and Adamani in the year of our Lord? Who is in the year of our Lord? Jesus Christ? You have to be very, very, you have to be very uncivilized. And you have to be somebody who is not close to finding a fault with anything. You see? Because there was never any Jesus at all. And it is a shame when African people are reading the Bible about in the days of Caesar Augustus, and you don't know who Caesar Augustus was. You don't know. You just take it for granted that, oh, it is true. That's not so. They're talking about that Jesus going to the corn field and begin to pluck ears of corn and stuff like that. None of it is true. There was no wise men going anywhere. None of those things are true. There was no day of Pentecost. And people that fill the house where they gather. And these sodomite fucking people write it. They write it. It's time for the world to know that white people are fucking deceivers. The churches. There was never any church. BC era is civilization. The God's time of making all kinds of things. Monoliths and all these monuments, magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that they make here on earth for us to have as a delight and pleasure of our Creator. They come, but they have a God, spirit God, my friend. These honest fucking white people who tell you they're a government is not true. Federal government is not government. Now, why won't they come now and, like, arrest me for talking blasphemy against their government? They would never be able to do that. They'd rather kill like they kill Malcolm X. Right? But the thing is, you know, do I care what they do now? No. I care what the gods do about it. Because these faggots are faggots, for real. Who turned the truth of the gods into a nightmare? You see, whereas they are thinking that things are going to go on the way they want it forever. And I know that's not true. I know it's not true. Now, but what I was thinking is, we know these people to be criminals. And what they have done, I mean, from the beginning of things, to the African people. Why are we sitting down with them? You don't know what the calendar is. The value of the zodiacal calendar. That, you know, if you don't know, you don't know. You just see the sun comes up and go down, and you know, nightfall and, you know, and the day appears. And you don't really know anything about that. It's hard for you to make choices, certain type of choices. You see, the calendar is not something for these fucking idiots from Europe. It's not for them. It is not for them. Talking about they're making a D and a Dam and a calendar for what? Europe is the place where they have all these stippies over there. Go over there and go set up stuff. Why they follow us no sooner than we walk out and get and go on the Bering bridge and get into the Americas. How we have them do all these atrocities and we don't find out that these people are stone mad because of their fucking ass? How can they be not mad when they are fucking ass? You want to make it like the desire or lust for sex was for pleasure more than it is for reproducing? Now, are they trying to reproduce when they're fucking ass? No, you're afraid of them because you're not learning the truth. I don't have no time to be afraid of them. I'm saying get out and send the energy over there. Burn their ass up. Okay? Because they're no good for nothing else. If we claim that we can feed and take care of ourselves, then you're making an argument for me to see. Are you making that argument that black people can't take care of themselves? Right? These fucking ass white people who find out that they can fool black people, fuck their ass and do anything. That's what they do. What else must they do? And their dogs too. The fuck dogs and everything. I am the one to be afraid of, right? Because they have something that they're losing. They lose it long time. They don't know it. They're going to find out now. Okay? That they come here and the record is here. They do all these old bunch of all these polluted things and atrocities they do to the African people. Everywhere we go, and you don't think that these guys are fucking crazy? And they must be sitting there talking about they have government? For who? then what kingship is all about? You have them here killing so many African people who don't do them a blast of anything. And who would like to tell me that? Oh, shut your mouth and go away. Go away from what? When you get the fucking white people them out of our territories, it's time I stop. You think they have a bureaucracy? Everything out there, they own it. Everything you have. Every time you sign the name, A.D. Anadamani. Where is this fucking Jesus come from? That's what they use to be collecting every dime from you. They talk about a guy named Joe Lewis and another boxer who, when come time for them to retire, they couldn't even retire because they have to pay taxes. You imagine all of these. All of these money are to be paid back to these people. That money belongs to them, that they are paying these white faggot taxes. Whoever just come right out and say these things, because these sodomites, they kill you as you quench. Yes, four presidents they kill. Now, and we have to sit down and allow them to do this to us. It means that something went wrong, right? Something went wrong. But as it is with the gods, they know best how to handle matters. We don't worth anything because indeed they could have killed us at the flood. They could have killed everybody because we were not billions and billions of us, right? In the Middle East. Now, so what I am saying is that I have to look on my adoration to the gods because it is a physical history. It's not like the Bible. It's a physical history. Or we are created. And they are these white people who don't come through any civilized birth. They are Homo erectus, right? We are one first class African ethnic people are one first class pieces and have nothing to do with this white fucking ass want to be. Okay? We allow them to come and, as it were, be. But they don't have nothing to do with kingship law code. They said they're making up their own new world. And you know what? I'm telling you, they're going to go to Europe and their city, wherever they want to go, and go run their own government. Don't come here and tell us that, you know, you claim here, because where is the authorization? We had government, and you come in and intrude. Where, what happened to our government now? We don't have no government. These fucking ass all day long, they come and say they have government and make it up off of us. Of our character, lie, and enjoin a lie to us. And that's what we are under. No, not no go like that. Not no go so. Not no go so. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. Let's go into this little portion. Europe coup, 509 BC, AD first, calendar, change. Europe coup, 509 BC, AD first, calendar, change. And 1947, Black Africa have no written history. Now, what is the connection to 509 BC and AD? One thing that you should know from my reading. After 12,000 years of these white people learning civilized ways, language from the African people, they came down to 509 BC. But prior to 509 BC, they were sea people. That is right in, like, coming to the end of the Bronze Age. All right? There was no political actions at that point. The first political action by the European Sodomites was 509 BC. And this is where the L, you know, began, the political L began. And they would, after this date, they went on with imperial colonialism, forced hegemony, liquidating the black people and nobody to help them. About 456 years or so, that was when they overthrow Israel or Palestine, Canaan, right? So if you follow this now, they get the education, they get training from the Elohim academic institution. These people loaded up with education and they decide that they're going to go off, get away from them and go do their own thing because they realize they are Sodomite and African people, they cannot live under African people. There is no chance because black people don't seek to go and join them. Black people seek to go into the Western world and establish themselves. I imagine they get instruction that they could do that. And that's what they did. But no sooner than they were traveling and coming and transiting out to the Western hemisphere, these white people, in their interbreeding, interests, got together with our people and interbreed up with them too. That today you're seeing more improvement upon what they got from the Neanderthals. But remember where they're coming from, they will never be civilized. They can only enhance themselves and interbreed up and get, you know, some crossbreed children. And that's what they do. Now, it is interbreeding with these faggots who probably back in time they didn't make anybody know about that part of their life. So I don't know what any African people interbreeding with them, what they knew about them. However, though, they interbreed up with the African people and have that get a generation enough to start another generation. And that's who is destroying the world today. The cross breed between hybrid people. That's what is happening today. And the world is turned upside down with all the institution that they have here. It's all faggot type of a establishment. It's not African because they begin to assert authority. Can't you see? So once they had no sense, but going through this type of learning, that's what changed the world. Okay? And short of the knowledge of what happened is not going to get us anywhere at all. They will fulfill their dream, and their dream is to make the entire world become sodomy. That is their objective. And I didn't know the Bible could be saying something like that, but that's exactly what the Bible is saying. Because they tell some of the most daring lies and make those lies become a normative fact. That's the way it becomes. That when you talk about Christianity, it's like they talk about Christianity like Christianity is, you know, is the new world reality. And that's not like a bad thing. How can it be a good thing? It will only be a good thing to somebody who is mentally lost in darkness and do not have civilized understanding of life at all. That's the only way you will take it like it is something good, right? Like I took it like something good. I didn't know. But now there is clarity, I can see. So, you don't think that this is going to just fly by. No, no, no. I don't have that type of internal attitude. My attitude is to be real, right? And I'm not guessing. It has to be the way that words show me the fact. And if in my judgment it is the fact, I don't see it anyplace else, well, you come and show me what the fact is. Yeah. And short of that, short of you doing that, it means that, you know what? Go about in the jungle, go dead. Go out in the jungle, okay? Because the life that the civilized people have is not to be like these faggot white people who want the world to fuck ass. You get that? No. So, what I'm saying, my friends, it's up to us on how we want to use our senses and what we want out of life. You don't make these white people do it. Because, see, they do everything to keep African people away from them and free to do whatever they want. And then they become an attraction to you because you don't have nothing. They have all the money now because you don't know how they get there. You don't know how they get there. And you don't have anything to tell them to make any difference. It's not, that's the way I was. But now there is the light that shines. And they would like to stand up and like hold ground on court. They're not going to do it here. Because not on there unless they can tell. How is it that they become Jews? A bunch of, you know, Adam and Eve in the garden and the wise men and our God beget a son. All these ton of things that they have to answer to that don't make no sense. Okay? And they... This is what I want to tell you. Look, if you raise good children and stuff like that, you don't want to see them go out and go behave like they're undisciplined, right? No. You expect a good life from them because you grow them up to be good. All right. Well, this is what I'm talking about. White people have absolutely no space among African people. And if you decide to surrender to them because they come with their force and stuff. Look, I don't know about their force. And you know what? Whenever I am dead, I'll be dead. As long as I am alive. What happened? It is the case where I must perform a duty for us in the name of our Elohim gods. I know the truth is there. I see the lies that these faggot, they are only about your crutches and having and your honors. That's all white people are about. Doesn't matter how you see they dress up and stuff like that. That's what they're about. You see, that they would come and say they make up educational system. And we leave it up to them. And what they're doing is teaching our children to become sodomites. Can't you see the agenda that they have, that they would come here and do these things to us. Now, I only would that the gods tell me what to do. Yeah, because that is an energy that nobody cannot, you can't drive away that energy. That energy is going to destroy you. All right, I'm going to read you something here and see what we can get out of this. They come to tell us that everything is wrong with us, but 12,000 years is what proves they didn't know anything. And 1.5 million years prove that they never know anything. So where they come from and telling us this and telling us that. Let them go back to where they come from, because now they have clothing. They learn a lot of things. Go back over there. Don't stay here and corrupt us. And I'm telling you, that's what I'm about. You're not staying here and do it. I'm calling the lightning, the thunder, and the tornadoes, the too much water on the ground and stuff like that. Earthquake. That's right. Swallow them up. I'm not joking. Okay? Think they're bad. Where we come from, we are the blood of the gods, and whatever lies in that blood, that's what we represent. But when we start to fuck us like them, our gods then turned their back against us long time ago. Now, if we rehabilitate ourselves and say, oh, Lord, help us. You think they won't help us? No, we want help. I want help to get these honest fuckers out of all of our territories where they follow us and come establish what this and establish that. Like it is theirs. And I'm saying, no, drop it right at your foot and go back to your sippy over into the Caucasus Mountains. Go back. Don't want you into none, because the gods and the force that they're going to send, it means that you're done. You're done. And since we have their blood, we can petition. We can make petition. You see, these white people are out of their mind. They're out of their mind. And they think all of what they're doing right now, oh, they have the power. You sick psychopath. You're going to hear it now. You stand on sinking sand. Get out of the black people's territory where you come and invade us and think it's all yours. Go and go take care of yourself into your stippy over there, whatever you have over there. Right? Go leave us alone. That's what I'm saying. Whatever is going to happen to you, leave us alone. Leave us alone. Because, you know, I watch the tornadoes and watch, you know, you don't see anything. You see the trees being uprooted and thrown down and all kinds of stuff. And you can't hold to the wind. You can't stop the wind. And this is what I'm going to tell you. You fucking ask white people to leave black people alone. Because when we see that we are deceived and decide to turn around, you need to turn around. Because you know what's going to happen? We belong to the gods. We do. And we will be destroyed with you when we turn our backs and our reverence away from the gods and begin to make you fuck our ass. You go fuck your own ass. Leave us alone, because we don't just want you around. We don't want you around. I am Tim Aldred. I'm not afraid to say my name, right? And I am not afraid for somebody to call me and talk to me about this situation. Well, why am I making noise? I'm warning you. I'm warning you, because if you think that you're mighty and bad, I know you're not mighty and bad, and the terror that is over your fucking head, and you thinking that, We are nothing. We are something. And you don't have to write about us in the Bible. And you'll find out that your honest fucking spree is over with. You see, because the gods have absolutely not anything at all to do with honest fucking. They don't give us honest the fuck. And that's what you from your evolution. That's what you are. Don't come here and, you know, sponge us in with it. No, because it's a shame. It's an abomination. And you want to turn us into that simply because you get an opportunity to be a crook, a criminal, 509 BC. I can tell you the story, guys. No, no more of that. I can't get this knowledge for nothing. No, I have so many people out there who are perishing because of you honest fucking idiots. Get out. Now, here is this. Written because civilized hybrid black people history originated first in Mesopotamia. Is that true? That written first, Africa's civilized hybrid black people history originated first in Mesopotamia. That's true. That is true. It has a context that needs to define it, because it needs to be defined for these white people take this and do something with it. So it means, without further clarity, black people will never understand the depth of what they are talking about. All right? They won't tell you that civility come from the Elohim, because they don't regard the Elohim. They want we to think that white people are the ones that began the world and civilization. That's what these fuckers want us to think. So when they agree and said that the civilized people, which they are including themselves too, yes, all right. So they use us and string along with us. Like, we and them are the same, right? So, the civilized people are only the African hybrids. We are the only. But they now, by mixing up with us the way they do, able to write about Moses and Abraham, and all kind of, you know, and Yeshua and all this kind of stuff. They come in like they are a part of us. So my job is to make this distinction that the way civilization began on earth, according to the history, is the gods. The Elohim gods came to earth 450,000 years ago and went on their mission into South Africa. And right there now, there is research link to provide the fact that this is true. It is certified history. You have the most serious history is written about the gods, not these faggot white people. It's a serious thing when they deceive us. A very serious thing, because they don't have any history to show for themselves. They use us and work off of our existence. That's what these fuckers, idiots are doing. Allow it to go on anymore no sooner than we understand. You get it? They are after our wealth. And by so destroying us to get our wealth and all the glory that they think they have, right? Their glory is in fucking ass. And, you know, it's too long now that we black people have been suffering under them, that they steal everything and drive us to the woods. Too long, right? It's over with. The gods know the time. All right. So I am saying that follow the timeline. It was these white people who leave out Africa 1.5 million years, long before 450,000 years ago, right? Yes. What were they doing over Europe and Asia? What did the white people do over there in 1.5 million years? You talk to them today, they want to tell you all kind of unanswered story. And weave spider's web. All kind of nonsense. Because they use a lot of false contrivance and set it before the world and they compel you to accept it. That's what they do. These fucking ass people. That's what they do with the Roman Catholic Church. Kill the black people who don't want to join them. All right. Now, I should have been alive back in those days. I should have been alive back in those days, but I wasn't. Now is when I live. And so it is. I'm doing what I sense I must do, is start the truth. All right? And look at these idiots. They have nothing to compare with us, but they are all beyond us. Imagine that. It would happen like that until the time comes. You know, you carry the bucket, go well all the time until one day it drop out. This is their drop out. Because they don't understand. There ain't none of them is able to come here and talk to me a sensible conversation about our, you know, their invasion of all of our territories. If that is not fucking ass stack staring mad. And twist every fact that sustain the African civilization. Them twist all of everything. And make themselves into be, they don't care about calling themselves civilized. Now, it's time to stop it. I'm telling the truth. And that's what I am about, telling the truth. Okay? And it means that if they can accomplish so much, then what can we do discovering the truth and all the things that I've done over the past 12,000 years that brought us to where we are here today? All right. So I'm telling you, in a very detailed sense, simply where civilization come from. Civilization is not you looking at places and say, oh, a place is civilized. That's not civilization in the context of human civilization. You can't call anything civilized. You know, it's a context. You're not robbing anything, right? When you are bungling up, when you're bungling up the right things with wrong things, that's when you're doing something wrong, right? But if you use the word in context and fulfill what you want to do in a proper way, that's fine. So now I'm saying to you that the white people first migrate out of Africa into Europe and Asia. They are first. 0.5 million years ago. That's a long time. And the God came in history 450,000 years ago. And then we were created 250,000 years ago. So think about all that time. Think about all that time. We then left out of Africa via Europe and Asia and come into the Western world. 100,000 years ago, we went through that migration out of Africa into the Western world. Now, do you understand that? White people don't have any excuse or detour of the truth because that restricts them in a stiff time jacket. They can't twist that. The truth, I am saying, spot your temporal time, get us where we are today. Now, they are almost Homo erectus. They are hominid origin. They can never be a civilized human. They can only be human-like. Okay? So what they did over that 1.5 million years, what did they do? What civilized could they do? They couldn't do anything. Couldn't do anything. And so, what we're saying here about Mesopotamia. Mesopotamia was raised up somewhere down in the 3000 BC. So think about when we left out of Africa and into the Western world. Look from when? 100,000 years ago. Right? 100,000 years ago. You see? So, when the statement is saying that our history, civilized history, began in Mesopotamia as human beings, it doesn't say anything about the Elohim and our creation and how it come to be that we are now having history of ourselves in first in Mesopotamia, where government and everything set up for us, not for the gods, but for us. And who is setting up all of this? The gods, because they create our race, quality people. The reason why they are doing all of these things, they wouldn't do it for the white people in Europe because they don't have any basis to work with. They created us, make us hybrid, and we are able to go out and do whatever we want. And they realize it. These white people realize it and begin to trail us simply because they learn to read and things like that. And then they decide they get out of hand. White people are out of hand. And because they are capable of doing transactions and stuff like that, this is where we are. So it means that the super race now is going to sack it to them. We have to sack it to them and said, get out. And that's where the problem is going to hit. That's when we have to bring down all the flood from everywhere. Lightning and thunder and all cereal things that get rid of these sodomite white folks who decided they're not staying where they belong. They're coming everywhere we are and destroy us. Now, I mean, we take so long to discover what we do with it. Well, I am telling you that this this statement about we have our history, our people history, first originated in Mesopotamia. That is true, but you got to know the context. Why? And how is this being said? And the range of what it means. We don't want these sodomites to write nothing for us. They're not supposed to write anything for us. The Bible must be thrown out of our society. We don't want to hear it either. We don't want no church here. Okay? So I hope you get this very, very clear that the black people civilization in the River Valley and started the civilization in Mesopotamia is way long after we come to the Western world from Africa. You see what I mean? So we spend so much time, like about like maybe 1,000 years of developing, right, or more. And then 100,000 years ago, though, we come out of Africa and come to the West. You see? And it's then miscegenation and all this stuff, those kind of things happen and create bad, serious problem for us. All right? So this is basically what I want to get clear, that you are not shallow in your understanding of these issues. So it goes on to say, Sumer, located in Mesopotamia, is the first known complex civilization. Right? So just remember that how long the gods been here before Mesopotamia created into a civilization of people. Just think about that. Is the first known complex civilization developing the first city-states? Talking about in the context of the human life. Is it coming out of the villages, right? In the fourth millennium BCE, that was when our civilization was originated in Mesopotamia, right? In the fourth millennium. So that is like about 4,000 years, right? BC. It was in these cities that the earliest known form of writing, cuneiform script, in the human context, appeared around 3000 BCE. Cuneiform writing began as a system of pictographs. All the major ancient civilizations in Mesopotamia, Egypt, the Indus Valley, and China emerged in the fourth millennium BC. All the major ancient civilizations, right, emerged in that time. Historians still debate over which one emerged first. It says it's Mesopotamia. Why are they debating that? They don't need to debate that. May well have been in the Middle East, in an area called the Fertile Crescent. The oldest legal code extant today is the Neo-Sumerian Code, of Namu. To 2050 BC. Okay, this is it. So the oldest legal code extant, the oldest legal code extant today is the Neo-Sumerian Code of Hur-Nammu, circa 2050 BC. Several other sets of laws were also issued in Mesopotamia, including the Code of Hammurabi in circa 1780 BC. One of the most famous examples of this type of document. Why, as the Sodomite European not mentioned in the hybrid human emergence of civilization? Why as Sodomite European not mentioned in the hybrid human emergence of civilization? Do you know? I know, they're Homo erectus. They are not civilized. How did these Homo erectus half human, the white people, then, come to be so-called civilized Sodomite culture? How come? Call on someone to explain it. Europe, coup, 509 BC, 509 BC, AD first, calendar change. And 1947, black people, Africa, had no written history. Imagine that. Why? Black, what's this? It says there, it says, okay, black hybrid African lived by tradition passed on. European sodomy, 509 BC, imperial, colonial. Change that. So they're saying that Europe coup of 509 BC and AD first calendar change. Right? So the coup change in BC went on later to change the calendar. And in 1947, black Africa had no written history. Now, that's a critical thing to say that Africa did not have any history. They're talking about like written history. That's what this is talking about. They didn't have like an official written history because of the type of people Africans are, and a new species, because like I said, we were just a few thousand years old. Okay? So it goes on to say, we live by tradition, all right? And that's the reason why, except for the interference of these white people, there wouldn't be any problem. Nobody would be saying anything about we don't have an history, because we are a people who live by tradition, right? That's since we were created in Africa and begin to breed up all over the place. We live by tradition, not by written anything, all right, the way we were living. Because remember, we are hybrid, created by the gods, and we were no longer working, doing stuff to, you know, for the gods. Eventually, we turn out to be people who live for ourselves and only to acknowledge our creation. That's it. So if we weren't writing history, there was nothing wrong about that. If there was no such a thing that we have to have written history. We need written history now that these sodomites come and challenge our existence. They're the ones that make history important to us. All right? Because we must defend ourselves. Now, it goes on to say, yes. So it says, European sodomy at 509 BC, imperial colonialism changed our position of not having history. We had to start writing history because of what they began to do to us. All right. He goes on to say, the first African American, the first African American novel, the first African American novel published in the United States was Harriet Wilson's Our Nig, 1859. It expressed the difficulties of life of the difficulties of life of Northern free blacks. Our Nig was rediscovered and republished by Henry Louis Gates, Jr. in the early 1980s. All right, my friends, that's about what I am about offering you, and hope that there is something there that you can make use of, right? So I want to thank you and hope that we will put our minds on the right issues and live a good life. Now you know, and it's up to you to make use of the knowledge that you obtained. Take good care. Nothing to it.
falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall. Soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
Yeah. Like, you know, you're biting on the ground.